Give me one automotive thing that you both do that is odd and that would be controversial.
Speed. Tailgate. Flash people. Do you know what I do? That's actually, it's actually horrible. I really shouldn't do it. I block doctors on the motorway.
Yeah, no. No, I try my best not to do that. Hello and welcome to the 36th Cream Podcast, the Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast. Now, at the beginning of every single one of these podcasts, we ask each other, do cars rule or ruin everything around us? Edwin, would you like to kick us off?
It is a rule for me, because for the past few weeks, I've been talking about the fact that I bought an Evo 1 at auction, and it has been up country. It's in North Yorkshire.
It was up north.
Up north.
Proper.
So this last few days, it has been brought down. It has been brought to see me, and it's not as crusty as I thought. I'm saying this right now. I haven't actually got under it yet, so we will see. But it's not, it doesn't seem that bad. The paintwork is, the bodywork and paintwork's tough. Mm. It's not great. But that makes it kind of ripe for perhaps a wrap or a livery or a
little scent.
So I'm quite, I was thinking about this. A cream livery. I kind of want to do it.
Creme?
A cream, not in terms of color, in terms of podcast.
Split, rule and ruin.
That's what I was thinking. Mm. Something like that. But so yes, it's a rule for me because my Evo is being delivered. I'm very excited. I keep saying that. My Evo. I have an Evo.
Evo.
It's the shittest one. It's the worst one. It's the earliest.
It is the original.
It's the OG, the one that everyone hates.
It's the first of his name, perhaps.
But I like it and I'm excited to start working on it. I've already been looking at wheels. We'll get onto that a little bit later. Also, I posted a photo of it on Instagram. Loads of people, what are we doing? Getting rid of the wheels. The wheels are cool. Boo-hoo. I'm changing my own car, brother.
My car, my rules. Benjamin?
Hello, it's going to be a rule for me to the stud conversion on my Clio this morning.
Ooh.
Got her early, did it all by myself.
Ben, you're a car guy now. No, you got into work early to work on your car.
Yeah,
I walked into the next door unit where Benjamin was and he was there.
Sweating.
You were wrenching. You were wrenching away.
You were talking,
yeah. Wrenching.
Edging, creaming.
Stud, that's like, so basically, normally bolts go through your Renault wheels, which is annoying when you're trying to put wheels on. Now you've got studs because track car and what such.
So we can, when we do a track day, the spacers can come off, whack on the wheels, and then no more rubbing.
Because you've got a little bit of rubbing.
Yeah, but it's fine for the road. It's just on track, it will rub. Apart from that, nothing else. Cars just every single day, all the time, every day. That's all I think about because that's all we do.
Hey man, what a lovely place to be in my brain at least. William?
I'm going to say rule as well. I've, again, no reason to ruin. So therefore we must default to rule.
Oh, I think no reason to ruin might need to be one of our first Creed merch stickers. Yeah. But I do like it. I like that a lot.
I did. Ben asked me yesterday if I could bring the Clio in. I said, maybe. No.
And your Range Rover looks great on the drive.
And then he said, okay, what about the Megane? I said, I could bring that. And I could bring that. I genuinely could bring that. But I just didn't.
Do you know what? You gave me multiple reasons why I can't bring the car that I claim works now.
Which one? Right.
Ooh. The Clio.
The Clio, I could.
You said you haven't sorted out the insurance for it yet. And I said, okay,
it's on text.
And then you said to me,
and I'm insured.
Then you said to me, look, you know what? At the end of our phone call, you said, you know what? I think your words were, I will look to bring the Clio. And if not, I'll bring the Megane. And if not, I'll bring the Range Rover.
And there we go. I wasn't lying. I went with option 3.
Yeah, but I don't believe you tried. I think you've applied yourself.
Wow.
I went with the path of least resistance.
Listen, it's fine. If we didn't want to have days where the boys bring their cool cars in, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
You're bringing your one in. When is that?
That's actually earlier on. It's a Clio 1.2 and it works.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know it's a sort of an alien concept for you. It is outside.
Well, we all brought our cars, all of our personal cars.
Yeah, I forgot you brought yours.
Yeah, I did.
How's your mum's car?
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
sorry.
I turned up in my mum's car because the C55 I got in, I've been putting off selling that car for 2 months.
Yeah.
Because I've actually worked this out. I was thinking, I was like, why haven't I sold it? Because it just works. Yeah. It's one of the first cars I've ever owned in my life that just doesn't piss me off.
Mm.
It just goes, all right, I'll just go.
Mm.
It has its foibles, but it's worked. And then I got it on Monday morning, turn the key on, move forward, and it went, stop, alternator workshop.
Nice.
I went, oh no. I think it's fine, because I've done voltage tests on it, it's fine. I think it just got a low battery.
Mm.
But I was like, I don't trust you. We've got stuff to do this week. So I'll borrow my mother's car, because I'm dog sitting for them at the moment. They're away. So I was like, free car.
Ben, we all came in the SUVs today. So
exactly, yeah. What the hell? Why didn't you bring the X5?
Why not pull up in the X5?
Don't want it. It's tucked away for summer.
Mm, keep miles off it.
Keep the 30,000 miles a year off it.
But that's rules all round.
That's rules all round.
We love to see that.
Tenuous.
Yeah. But
the sort of C55
it could all
error
fall
message.
Yeah, it's
Clio
fine.
Not quite working.
Like, it's balanced. It's a house of cards right now.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Clio, the wheels may fly off on the way home because I probably not installed the studs properly.
It all depends.
Your
on
Range
tonight.
Rover, I'm sure, will break down because it's a Range Rover. And
ooh, Ben's firing shots today.
We sit upon a throne of lies.
Of course.
Yes, perhaps. It's a weak throne.
We sit upon a throne of rules.
but possible rules.
Would you like some news?
Let's start it.
For reference, right now, you're all going to say some of this is old news, and it will be. We may be shooting 2 or 3 weeks ahead.
Look.
And why is that, Will?
Because we're going on holiday.
Are we?
Together.
Together, yeah. Where are we going again, Ben?
What? I'm going to the edit suite, and you guys are going to somewhere.
Oh, you've booked us a holiday home together, right?
Yeah,
we're all
in
one bed.
One bed. Yeah. No, it's just a Premier Inn hotel room in Scunthorpe.
Oh, you know what?
I thought you said Magaluf.
TDC week off. So yes, we are filming ahead because we'll be going away. We talked a lot in the last podcast. Well, I mean, God, we're going to Supercar Driver. It's going to be crazy. Next podcast,
we'll tell you all about it.
But we haven't been yet, so we will. Yeah. But yeah, so some news is
so tough. Have some news. I've got one piece of news written down here, which I only just read about just prior. You know the phone brand Xiaomi?
No, but sure.
Yes.
You don't know Xiaomi?
No.
You know Xiaomi. Okay.
Well, you're an Android guy, so you're probably, oh my God, it's the best.
No, I don't like them.
Okay.
By the way,
okay,
I recognize it as a phone brand, a smartphone brand, and they've made a car.
Now, what they've made is the Porsche Taycan.
Who stole the 720S headlights?
They are 720 headlights.
They just straight up robbed 720S.
That's a BYD.
And then the rear is one of those Ionic.
Yeah,
that's a Taycan copy.
High end ice.
They have Taycan something from Porsche.
Yeah.
Mind if we Taycan something from you?
No.
But anyway, it's just set a Nürburgring EV record.
Oh, wow.
It's a saloon car, the SU7 Ultra, which actually sounds like a phone.
That, I was going to say, that is a phone.
Surely that's a Samsung
or something. Can you get a Plus that's a little bit bigger?
A little bit bigger. Yeah. It's got a stylus.
It comes with a screen protector if you buy a warranty.
This one's got a slightly better screen resolution and the reversing camera is better. it's 2.5 seconds faster than a Taycan Turbo GT. By the time...
The GT?
Because that's their quick one, right?
It did.
Here we go.
This is a saloon. I think it's not like 1,500 horsepower. 7 minutes and just under 5 seconds. 7:04.957.
So we are closing in on a sub 7 minute factory car.
Apparently, so one did a sub 7 minute last year, an SU7 Ultra with a prototype with racing slicks, aero, weight reduction, blah blah blah.
So not the factory,
not
car.
The product, but like something that it could do with
it's not,
the,
yeah,
with
it's
the
not
modifications
that far off.
Given. It did a 6:46.
That's wild.
6:47.
Sorry, 6:46.
Yeah.
Sorry. That is actually wild.
Now, I'm assuming that might have not have had all four seats or whatever, but still.
That is crazy.
To be going that rapid in
just
car,
a little. That's crazy.
It's annoying.
Yeah. It still doesn't excite me. I don't wish to be a electric cars and microwaves, but I don't know. It just doesn't do anything.
I have an electric car. Coming.
Yo, yeah, you now that is an electric car I can get more with.
No, we'll still be a little while. In August, like the first week of August, I spoke to Renault and said, hello. Hello.
How did you say it?
I said, hello.
Oh, you didn't go, hello.
I said, hello. All right, no, can I please have a five, please?
And I was like, hello, mate. Yeah, sure you can.
Yeah, of course you can, mate. We're in Maple Cross. a Renault 5, I think, for a few days. So I've not had, like, ownership, but, like, a long-term...
You're a press car. You're a journalist.
I've not had an electric car.
You're a journalist. I had the Honda E. I had that for 6 months.
6 months?
And do you know what? God, I wish it was none. That was,
you don't like that car?
I was so excited for the Honda E. So this is what Carl thought. Oh, I don't wish to sound ungrateful. I was very grateful for the opportunity where I was allowed a long-term press car to do some reviews, and I was so excited for the Honda E. I didn't care that it was electric. I just thought it was cool. I liked how it looked, and they said, yeah, you can have one in the green color. Oh my God, it was such a bad experience to live with. I had to, it did like 80-90 miles of claimed range, but it would do 50.
Jesus.
Because it was winter. It was the dead of winter. So the moment you had a heated seat on, the moment you had your fish tank screen on in the middle,
Xbox on,
it would just drain your battery. So I went to the cafe in a machine, which was maybe 40 miles away. So 40 miles there, 40 miles back. And I had to charge on the way home fully, wait for a half an hour, 45 minutes. And then when I got home, it was empty again because it was so cold. It got dark and it got to like -1 or -2 that it ruined it. I hated it.
Now that is, I already have the anxiety of that. I mean, the car's 2 months away essentially. And I'm already thinking, shit, what if I get stuck at the side of the road?
How far is your commute here?
About 50 mile round trip.
And the range on that is? I don't know.
It's way more than that.
Is it like 150 or 200?
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. In excess of 100. Again, I should know this. But I don't have the car yet, hey, so I'll know it then.
Of course. But that's exciting. Your TDC first press car. Second press car. Shout out Dacia.
Yeah, the big, what was it?
It was
Logan.
Sandero.
Sandero, of course.
What are you doing? Great news.
And it wasn't even the most basic one. We got a premium one as well.
That was my first press car.
That was.
That's the first time I ever driven a press car.
Ben drove a press car.
And you were
I was whipping that thing about all day.
were you finna whip that hoe?
Sure.
That's a meme.
Okay. Yes, I was. I was whipping it.
We're just on Renault-related press cars.
Yeah. Renault and Dacia. Do you not know that?
No.
Yeah. Same person.
Same person. Yeah. Okay, interesting.
Hence how impressed we were that Linglong have started from the bottom.
Yeah, and now they're here.
So that's where they are. But yeah, that's the Xiaomi smartphone doing absolute hurling
around
the
Nürburgring. Can I ask a question?
No.
Can you pull up a BYD? I think it's Seal.
A Seal, which looks the same.
I think it's identical looking car. I genuinely can't tell the difference between those two cars.
I think just quickly to note, behind us on the screen is one of my favorite games of all time. We've had the intro screen to it before, but now we have a very nice gameplay provided by, I'm going to start doing this. I'm going to start shouting out to the YouTube playthrough man. From Christian Bates. Ooh, don't mind if I do. Who is playing my favorite game of all time, Stuntman on PS2. BYD Seal. Here we go. We've got the... Here you go, Ben. That's... Now, here I'm going to pull up the Xiaomi... that's the BYD Seal.
Can we get a side-by-side?
That's just also a Tesla.
That's a Tesla mixed with a Taycan.
Yeah, it's a Tesla mixed with Taycan. I've closed it. Now it's gone.
Imagine that exact car.
But imagine... people who are listening right now, I can't.
I'm imagining both.
You basically imagine a Porsche Taycan. Now imagine a Tesla Model 3.
Now
it's either of those.
Why does that bonnet have the same hump as an E31?
It's very
pull
correct,
it Jamie. Pull that up right now.
That's a crazy.
I just noticed that. If you crop in on that, that is the same bonnet.
I want someone to line all these cars up, take all the badges off, and ask the general public,
normal people,
to name what they are.
Yeah.
I don't think it's possible.
You, Ben, you know what? You've had a very good point. That is just an E31 8 Series down the centre bump.
He's been reincarnated. Look at those wheels on that.
Yeah, perhaps. Oh, what sort of wheels are they?
Oh.
Alpina 18's, brother. Best wheel of all time. Right, what we got next?
What else we got in the realm of news, Ben? You've put something, new class iX3 steering
wheel. Oh, my God. Okay, wait. There he is. This is the new... BMW iX3 electric SUV thing. It's coming out in September.
What the hell is even that?
This is the new design thing, right? Edwin, you know this better than I do. What is it? A new class?
A Neue class. It's basically
not real.
I believe that is what they want to make.
There's a camouflage version that looks very similar.
So in the 50s, 60s, 50s, yeah. BMW basically did a full redesign. They said, this is our new, we're starting from here. Yeah. And that's where the 2002 shape, like shark nose, came from. So they're redoing it again. They're saying, enough with this stuff that you hate. We're going again from the base, and it will all have this kind of the smaller grill. So smaller,
like the old,
old one, literally, but very blocky. Mm. And then with these slash lights on the side, so it looks like that the saloon. But this is an X3 essentially, but of this Neue class. But Benjamin, you have a gripe with the bros playing bros on TikTok quickly.
Yeah, so I'm just getting my daily reels in. I was getting the photo up for you to show you guys.
I've got it, brother.
No, of what I'm talking about.
The interior? I have it.
You have a photo of the interior?
Of course, mate.
This
is what he does.
Apologies, I didn't know Jamie was in the room. Pull it up.
That's my whole job.
That's not it.
What are you talking about?
Bit is it? No. So basically, I got served on Instagram. That is the interior of the concept. It's very similar to that in real life. Basically, it was an influencer or somebody, I don't know who it was, who got to drive the prototype ones. The car's fully camouflaged. Okay. The interior is pretty much camouflaged, but like the screen in the middle is there. That weird long screen at the top is there. But it has the production steering wheel. And I'm going to show you guys right now what it looks like, because...
Do you want to send it to me and I can open it?
Yeah.
So it doesn't... That steering wheel, why does it look like it would be...
It's sideways.
Upside down?
Yeah, it looks like that should have been sideways and mounted
there.
Why
is the bit at the bottom also at the top?
Yeah, it's very strange.
So that isn't great, but that's a concept. They might change it before the production one, but this is what I noticed in this.
BMW Panorama. Oh, I like that. I like that thing below the windscreen.
Oh, hello.
It's a bit Prius.
Sorry, two moments.
I hate that center screen. That shape of that screen.
He's trying.
What the hell is that car?
Oh, that's quick. That's a crazy one. Hold. Oh, it's all going to So what is this, Ben?
This is the steering wheel.
Wait, isn't that a...
That just sort of looks like a prototype.
Isn't that a...
That's the production steering wheel.
No, but isn't that steering wheel a Fisker Karma steering wheel?
Here we go. Edwin's mind is booting up.
The Mind Palace. I got to go to the Mind Palace.
I like that steering wheel. Apart from the thing at the top.
I hate that steering wheel.
The
production one looks horrible.
But is that confirmed?
Oh, talk to me.
Is this lies?
Oh, talk to me. Now tell me I haven't got that.
That's
nearly,
horrible.
Nearly bang on.
No, but what I'm saying is that is a horrible steering wheel for a BMW.
Yeah, that's not nice. I really don't like that. Can you describe it for our audio listeners?
Imagine a four-spoke steering wheel, but the bit where you'd put your thumbs is like not fully connected to the center.
That's weird.
Yeah. You like that, Will?
I like this one if it didn't have... Why has it got the two prongs at the top?
If it didn't have the top
center bit, but it's also at the top.
Yeah, so it's like a three-spoke steering wheel, but they've put the bottom third spoke on the top as well. If you just took the top one off, that'd be great.
I like it. He looks ergonomic and nice, but the top, that top bit ruined it.
But I mean the one...
I guess it's because they don't have there's no need for a hole in the top because there's no gauge cluster. There is no binnacle.
Oh, true. Yeah, that's a good point. I never thought of that before. I don't know why.
I don't like that.
No?
Either of them.
Have you seen that man on TikTok who just guesses cars from binnacles?
No.
I've seen it come up a few times. He is a man. Mm-hmm. I don't know his name.
He's recently bought a house in the local area? Or?
Yeah, so something like that. Okay. Yeah. But he just gets given a very small part of a car. It could be like the... could be like the headlight adjuster switch. And he's pretty good.
You know what? I am going to... invite some creamers onto something that we've known about for a little while. Who has heard of as if it's a stage show? I'm waiting for the audience to go. Me, Wordle, the thing where you guess the word. Ben, do you know about this?
I know of Wordle.
There is also a website called Cardle, and you get a small cropped image of a car every day, and you get to guess it. So I am going to now the first thing this looks towards me is. I'm saying it's something English. It's going to be a Jaguar or an AC or a kind of type beat. But we're looking at the edge of a windscreen into a door going down into...
It looks retro style.
Yes, it doesn't look that old. Benjamin, throw a guess in, please, sir.
Just throw it in.
Do you know what? I know I won't like it, so I don't care.
Don't we get a new picture if we get it?
We do, if we get a little bit more of a photo. So this is cardle.uk.
Call it, for the sake of this, I know it's not, but call it a Shelby Cobra.
Sure.
Bloody hell, Ben.
Would you like Shelby or would you like AC Cobra?
AC.
Okay.
Nice. Air-conditioned Cobra.
Lovely. Thank you very much, Ben. That's a no. I think it might, it could be a, not a Triumph Herald.
Can you just type in fitment is shocking?
Okay, lovely. There you go, Ben.
Ooh.
Now this I don't know.
I
want to say it's like a TR2 or something, Triumph, but I don't think so.
I think this is an off-brand automobile.
Oh, is it an AC or Seeker?
Oh, is it a Morgan?
Sure, Ben. Which one? Which one would you like?
I don't know anything.
Morgan. There you go. It isn't a Seeker. It's an AC of some sort.
So I got a bang on from the start then.
Oh, I can't remember what it is.
That's awful.
I've got no idea what that is. Fairthorpe Electron Miner.
Can we do another one?
No, there's only one a day.
That's just for today?
Yes.
Wasted my day.
For those of you that were listening and were bewildered by that, they give you little pieces of the car zooming further and further out to let you have a chance to guess it. Usually, Will, you and I are probably quite good. Yeah, we can usually get it on the first one.
Would never have got that.
But I don't even know what that car is.
I would never have got that in a million years. And it had part of the name in the first picture.
Did it?
It said Airthorpe.
Ooh.
On the back. But again, I would never have got that.
Okay. Anyway. So cardle.uk, I cardle. think, is UK, every day.
Perhaps we'll try again next week.
Don't cheat. If you cheat,
what's the point?
You're weak if you cheat.
What's the point? But that guy, he's quite cool. He just gets stuff. You just get given a binnacle or a gauge cluster or a rev gauge or a switch, and he'll normally get there.
Mm.
Another piece of news of great importance is that Forza Horizon 6 has been essentially confirmed for 2026.
That was my news. I put that in there.
Now, like surely, credit to Ben on Instagram. He's a viewer of ours. He
credit to Ben for breaking.
I put that in our list of stuff yesterday.
Here's something.
I want my credit.
Surely, surely it's time.
Japan?
It has to be. Yeah, it has to be.
But that's what they say. That's what they always say.
That's what they always say. Now, it's either, we were saying, it's got to either be Japan or Germany.
So we'll get Canada.
So yeah, we'll go back to, you know what? I could go back to Colorado. I could go back to America.
Do you know what I want? I want multiple.
That would be cool.
All
as
different
well.
Locations.
No, that would be nice.
So they try and do that with one map. They go, here's one map, and sometimes it snows.
Yeah.
Sometimes it rains.
I don't like it.
No, give me multiple places.
Also, the thing I have with that is that when the seasons change, I'm always disappointed.
Yeah.
Just let me have summer the whole time. That's the beauty of a game, that it can always be the best thing. Fine, throw in some rain every now and then to make some weather cycles. But when I get to autumn and it's all drizzly and grey and nasty, I don't like it. I don't want my life. I don't want it to look like my life.
Autumn, best season.
Whack.
Orange.
Whack.
I would like to choose. But it's the grey. You want to choose what?
I want to choose a season. Oh, that's like press a button and it changes.
Yeah, right? No. You're racing in winter and I'm in summer. I've just got grip.
Oh, yeah, I guess that wouldn't work. Oh, like, not online. Do you know what I've always wanted as a game, Matt? I've always thought this. You know, the crew was all of America.
Yes.
I used to love that. I thought it was so cool. Being able to do the whole of America. Obviously, it's on a smaller scale.
Yeah.
But imagine Europe.
Smaller Europe.
But like, you could do, it's on a scale.
You have to wait for 6 hours in the Channel Tunnel line.
That would be nice, actually.
But like, you
imagine you have the Nürburgring.
But hang on, you could have a bit of Scotland, a bit of England. It's not that big, you know, to make a little bit. And then you could have coastal stuff that down south. And then you go to France and it's different again. And then you could have like Stelvio Pass in Italy.
So like two.
Yeah.
Two was just America again.
Where was three?
Hawaii.
No, what the hell?
There's
what
the crew
hell is even, what the hell is even that?
Are you thinking TDU2, where they've got the two islands?
No, Horizon 2.
Oh, Horizon 2. That's Italy and France.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, I thought you meant Crew 2. Sorry.
Crew 2 was America again.
Two was like, you had Nice, but you also had, it was not Massina. Geographically correct.
Yeah.
But you could go, I'm leaving France now, and now I'm in Italy.
You go over to Castelletto over on the right.
But neither is America. It's not accurate to like America, but that size map, surely you could make like a European version of that. And that'd be unbelievable. You have the Alps. You could have
lovely.
I want Nürburgring,
Autobahn.
I think that would be, I mean, it would sort of piss on Assetto Corsa's parade ever so slightly. Having a free roam map that you go, I'm going to go to the Nürburgring now. I'm going to do the GPs, or just having multiple. I don't know what the tie is. I'm assuming it's separate, the Horizon to the Motorsport series.
Yes, it is. Yeah,
but imagine just going. Oh, I'm going to go to Belgium and drive around Belgium, but then I'm going to go to Spa.
Yeah, that's cool.
That
would be very cool.
If you're listening, also, get us on board.
Also, if you work in any form of development with car games, we'd love to. Even if it's we can't talk about it. Can we? We're all big gamers, car gamers especially. I'd love to be early doors on like a Fiat, on a Forza.
I want to be there.
I just want to. I don't care even about being in it. I just want to test it.
I want to be in the sound department.
Oh please!
Because I was deeply upset. I think it might even still be the same. The current Horizon,
the
E46. It's just 350Z. Nice.
It's really not good. Really
and
tough.
And it makes me not use the E5. And the model of the E46 uses.
19-inch
wheels, but their fronts all round.
Which
and
is,
there's a bunch of other cars that do the exact same thing.
Which is because they modelled cars on model cars, on not real cars.
Oh.
They took them off of models. And the reason I found that out is because they did it on the 8 series, and every 8 series model, which I've tried to buy multiple times, is exactly the model they use, which is wrong. The throwing styles are incorrect completely.
But still, there's got to be someone who goes, I can now see there's something wrong with this car. Yeah. So even there's little details. I think a lot of them are old models. I think the newer models
they're much
better.
Much, yeah.
But there's old models they use in the newer game.
Yeah.
Like the Focus RS, the rear lights are totally different, or they have rev counters that they just like something on the dash is doing not what it's meant to do. It's small things,
but
attention to detail is what makes up.
But
games
you
like
know
this.
What? Shout out Playground Games. Let us know.
Let us know. Look where we're here.
You're only there up by where you used to work. Where did
is
you
that
used
where
to Overdrive?
Like
Leamington Spa.
Oh, that where
I think
they
I
are?
Believe that's where they used to be.
That's where the next Horizon game will be confirmed. Leamington Spa.
The M40 has been confirmed.
I think M40 on a game would be because there's no speaker.
Horizon 6 will be in Milton Keynes.
Now, can we get an actual wager?
Roundabouts.
Recorded live on the podcast where we think it will be.
I think it's going to be Antarctica.
Wonderful.
I think it'll be the Isle of Wight.
Oh, okay. But we were
just
about
just
this.
The island.
And I actually think it will be Germany.
Okay. The whole country of?
I think it will be based on Germany, I think.
With what year?
No, we thought 39. Sort of 100 years ago or so.
Just coming up for that.
Germany.
You declined the comment.
Germany.
Okay, nice.
Germany, and I think Japan will happen. Although I feel like it's the perfect time for Japan. The hype is there.
I think it's always been there. I don't
but I think it's built to a point now where like you'd be silly not to.
Yeah, but it's always been silly not to.
Exactly.
Go, here is Mexico.
Yeah.
I would quite like something really left field as well.
Like what? Malta. You know, like Malta, like
the Isle of Man.
If there's any creamers out in Malta, big up, because they are big on JDM cars and they build them like no other country. They're doing 1,000 horsepower R34s, like you wouldn't believe.
Imagine like racing. Madagascar, or like India or something.
Would King Julian be there? Or
can't even do the accent. But imagine that, something like South Africa or something like that.
Oh, hey man, I got. You know what, Ben? What a great tee up. Because I've got some South Africa lore for this week.
It was purposeful.
Will, you can attest. So there are lots of engine swaps and weird things done out in South Africa.
Yeah.
And from living there, I am still in a load of groups. Here is something I popped up on the other day. Could you read me the title for this, Will? Is a Facebook Marketplace listing for a car?
I've spotted something in there already. Slightly alarming. We've got genuine E90 BMW V8 M3. Turbo manual. I'm also spotting some M4 seats.
Right.
M4 rear seats.
Exactly. Wow. Now I'm going to pop up this next photo. Now, can you see down in the bottom right there, engine bay?
Yeah.
What are you seeing?
I'm seeing a relatively standard engine bay, but then where your air filter should be, you've got a turbocharger.
Okay. Now I'm going to give you the description. I'd like to read it for the audience, please.
We've got, hold on, let me adjust my microphone. We've got an E90 V8 M3 LTI retrofitted with F80 M3 seats and door pads. Fitted with a Toyota... What the hell? Fitted with a Toyota 1UZ VVTi engine. But what did it look like it didn't?
Exactly. You know,
because we had no intention of running bearings with this. Toyota 21R gearbox, custom short shift, blah, blah, blah. Dictator 4x management system.
Yeah.
A big old turbo.
And then
all the VA M3 covers and plenums have been retrofitted back onto the 1UZ engine. Turbo is in the airbox.
So this is an E90 M3, the four-door one, that someone has swapped in a Toyota V8 engine, a 1UZ. This is the engine that would come in like an LS400. Just your run-of-the-mill. He's not making power. He's just lolloping about at 1,000 revs. And they've swapped it in with the turbo. That is liquid South African engine swap, because it just looks, when you look at the photo, that's just an E90 M3.
Yeah,
there's nothing really to be known about it. But I saw it came up and I was like, what?
So the iDrive thingy is gone.
Yeah,
there's no shifter in that.
We talked about it before, but I would love to go out and buy an engine swap car from South Africa and bring it back.
They all feel like they'd be a colossal headache.
Oh, absolutely.
Like they say, this is what we've done, and then you start getting into it, and it's ultimate twist and tape season.
Except that, well, they all run on a thing called Dictator Management, which is it's not actually that simple, but it's a simple aftermarket ECU that you can run literally anything on. Mm. It will just go, I spray fuel now, I bring some air in, enjoy. That's it.
And explode.
Yeah. And I'll let the engine do the rest.
They have added somewhat a level of reliability that may not have existed beforehand to that car.
I don't believe that's true. I think that will be worse than a standard M3.
But for turbo? For the amount of...
But you can already see, like, I bet you get in that car and I bet nothing on the gauge cluster works.
Oh, no, of course. Yeah. It's going to be whack.
And it's essentially not a BMW anymore.
No.
It's something that looks like a BMW with a different engine in it.
But I do like the fact that they fitted the plenum.
That's insane.
Yeah. And that the turbo lines go through the plenum. So shout out South Africa.
I like that they went, you know what? But we care. We want it to look original.
It's got to look original.
It's got to look, apart from the turbo. that's fine. You've put in here RX4.
RX4.
I saw that. There's an update.
There is an update. If you watch our Top Dead Center YouTube channel, you may remember that we had a Rover Streetwise that Will was doing some dirty handbrake turns in.
Mm.
And I had a Renault Scenic RX4.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Now, we sold it off to a guy who said, I'm going to banger race it.
Mm.
And the banger race has been and come. And he sent some photos. So I have some photos. This is more for the visual viewers, but I will pop up this photo. Benjamin.
Oh, that's...
The old RX4. You see him?
Has he painted it?
No. So that is a it's a piece of sheet metal that I believe they put over to stop doors caving in or like opening or popping out. So I think it's basically the doors.
I'd argue that doesn't make the race fair.
No, I think it's for safety.
Isn't it a banger race just trying who's going to... Last person standing?
Well, I think because it looks like it's got a standard seat in it. So I'm assuming it's so the door doesn't fly open and you just fall out.
Last person standing with the caveat of let's not die.
So it's last car standing, not person. Okay.
So you can see it on a trailer here. I will go to the next photo. There is. It has been Banger Racing liveried up, but you can see at the bottom of the doors, TDC written on it.
And with the tyres still
with
on.
Still with the tyres.
Didn't it have a... It had a DB'd problem last time we left it.
It's got... Yes, look, you can see
the front one is different. It has a different wheel. I believe...
It's a different wheel.
I believe the wheel is different because I think that wheel... It wasn't just the tyre that came off. I think the wheel bit the dust.
Nice.
So there is the RX4. Are we ready for a video that has been sent? Here you go. There is the RX4 herring down the straight.
Being overtaken by going up the inside of the Range Rover.
On a Range Rover doing absolute skids. He did message me, he's a really nice guy. He messaged me, he said, it was the bounciest car I've ever seen in my life. And would we like to see the after photo?
Oh no.
Bing!
Oh. Also, still with some of the dirt.
Yeah.
Still the dirt.
Yeah, no, so yeah, the RX4 has finally, he's gone to the big scrapyard in the sky. But I'll tell you what, one last big run for the boy. I like it.
He has ceased to be, but he ceased to be in a great fashion. Also, even with the snorkel vents still in there.
You know what? It's actually one of the cars I miss most from TDC.
I would agree.
One of the most fun.
I think about that series a lot, and it did really badly for us, but I want to do rally cars slash off-road.
You said the other day, didn't you? You said, can we, even though it didn't do well like for the business, you said, could we just do another one?
Because it was just fun. It was really fun.
And you know what? I think we should, because also it was fun doing like going out off-roading and filming that on random green lanes in the summer, wheel dressed as a white. In the passenger, in the driver's seat, going through a river.
Ben, you know, I genuinely really quite enjoyed driving with no doors. Ben, you were with me for a little bit of that journey.
I've got a video.
We just drove with no doors. It was liberating.
I have a video of when we were on the way to the first part of the finale we filmed with the doors off, and it was a beautiful summer's day. We got to some traffic lights, and it was like someone poured water over the car. It just this rainstorm happened. I have a video of me and we're sat in there just with no ability to close the doors. Yeah. Just getting wet.
That was good.
My socks, though, Will, from when you drove for that puddle.
I was going to say my best part
they're still brown.
Yeah.
They are still brown.
You did ask for that.
Yeah. No, you didn't listen.
Really, you did ask for that.
No, you didn't listen.
You can't stand by puddles and not expect to get splashed. words to live by.
You have to drive through it. But, you know.
So RX4, we've gone over that. Oh, a 25-foot Viper.
Yes. Here's one I made earlier.
This is a recent development. We've been sent this by 1,000,001 people. And apparently this is for sale.
This is a Dodge.
I have no information.
First-gen Dodge Viper. That has been stretched all the way out. I just from looking for those photos, the car supposedly appeared online with a reserve or a price tag of, it was either $250,000 or $350,000, and was quickly dropped to $135,000.
Still out of
budget. But I'm unaware of if it's sold or not, but apparently it does still have the 8-litre, still has the...
Is it still rear-wheel drive?
Still rear-wheel drive, apparently.
Hell of a prop shaft.
So that is... Hey, you know what? Why? That's my question.
Yeah, I just can't. I want to know. Like, I may be the first people that built it. Yeah, fine, cool, interesting. Make a bit of money renting it out and whatever. But who's buying it now?
The thing I never understand about these, and if you're listening, it's a Dodge Viper convertible that is stretched 25 foot long. Imagine just the size of a normal limo. But it's a bit like the Top Gear thing, where there's two seats in the front, but they're nothing, and then two seats in the back. At least that's what it looks like.
So it's four-seater Viper.
So what's the point?
What's the reason for all the length?
If you have, is there maybe seats on the side? Maybe there are seats on the side. If there are, then it's okay because then you can get all your mates in and, you know, ha-ha.
But also, it must be horrible in there.
But it's just with the roof down?
It's with the roof down. Because also, you are at the back of a massive, of a turbulent galley.
Do you know what I do want to do? I want to take this to the guys, what are they called at Twin Turbo the Vipers? I can't remember their name. Anyway, one of the guys that twin
Americans.
Out, yeah, and do like a 1,500 horsepower Viper build.
A TX2K.
And then take it to TX2K.
Yeah.
Just a stretched Viper laying down 8-second quarter miles would be quite funny.
Also, like, you're not losing control of that thing.
No, it's just the most stable thing on earth.
It's just got stability.
Although that prop shaft's like, oh, please, help!
I'd like to know if it was originally crashed or something.
That's what I'm
because
thinking.
Because if that was a nice Viper, I mean, cool build, but... Why?
No, I reckon that's a car that has had a front one that's had a rear end smash, one that's had a front end smash. Cut them both, weld them up in the middle.
Now, would you
see what it look like with a roof?
Do you lose power with a long prop shaft? It's got to transfer it so far.
I would.
I guess if it's got like multiple, because I don't think it would be a long prop shaft. Right? It would be like our one, where it had.
One, right?
It's got multiple.
Yeah, maybe
as in it's joined if, in like if there are joints, places,
maybe yeah, there would be some drivetrain loss. But I think if I don't think there would if it was length. As long well, the weight would be a factor though. So maybe
I want to know that if anyone is a mechanic or someone who understands these things and can let us know if that would happen.
Sorry, Ben, do you want to ask the question correctly?
If anyone knows,
if anyone knows anything at all, let me know
That's the one. That's the one.
So there we go. So I'm annoyed about the price of that. I thought that might be in TDC budget, but
no. if that was 10.
That was 10.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? We're on our way.
If that was 10, like a tenth of the price of Vipers in the UK. Yeah, sure. Price? Talking about prices?
Prices?
Call a GT for no reason.
Oh, you want to talk about Aston Martin?
I would. I've got him here.
So the Signet that I spotted on my little breakdown on the way to Shedfest.
Yes.
Came the V8 Signet. Many people reached out because they spotted it just last weekend.
At an
Aston Martin event. And some of you crafty folk spoke to that man or found out how much it cost.
Creamers on the investigation hunt.
Creamers went, you know what? They took that personally.
You know what? Creamers found out if anybody knew anything about anything at all.
And they said, I'm going to find out anything.
Yeah, I'm the anything.
I am the one who finds out. So someone found out, I can't remember what our guesses were, but we said in the hundreds of thousands.
Yep.
I'm fairly sure we said, it could be in the hundreds, like 300,000.
I remember seeing
000.
Something about 400K is yeah. what I remember.
And it turns out it sold for £450,000. And apparently, one of you kind folk said to us that it is generally believed in the Aston Martin community that that was a bargain.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I
because
get it.
Because it's a one-off.
It is essentially a... It's rarer than a 177
because it's built by Aston.
Exactly. It's not a custom thing. Like, that is a model. That's an Aston Martin model.
A one of one Aston Martin thing that I know he spent a lot on it, and apparently he's daily driving it, using it, driving
that's,
it to shows.
That's amazing. Daily driving the V8 Signet. Insurance, you hit a what?
It's a Signet. It's a very it's like a little small.
It's like a Toyota RQ. Like oh, that's right then. Don't worry.
Okay, cool. Yeah, but it's got V8.
Oh,
green.
You could make one.
You could.
No, not me. I can't even make a headlight.
No,
you could make one for less than £450,000.
Yeah, you could make one for...
Yeah, but it's the fact that Aston did it, which is...
Of course,
because
you
could make your own F40, but it won't fetch a mil or two.
You could.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, little weekend.
I'll just get a little I'll get a little ML2, just bolt turbo to it, off I go.
It is cool. I just don't... Do you think it'll go up again in the future?
Oh, I think it's probably already someone... If you stuck this up at an auction, someone would pay
really?
More. Yeah, I reckon. Because it's now there is, if I have this, no one else can have it.
Yeah.
There's a Sultan Brunei vibe to it.
All it takes is one ultra rich dude to see that and go, I want that.
Give it.
I want that. And I'm going to pay you money.
$1 million.
Give him a black.
Was it this thing? Let him write down what he wants on a piece of paper.
Let him write down. Put a contract on the table.
Yeah.
I think actually that, so it was built for someone, as in like Aston Martin, it wasn't their thing. It was built for someone, and then this guy bought it from that guy.
Ah, interesting. Okay.
Proper journalism happening here. So this wasn't built for them.
So somebody built something.
It was built for someone, and then someone bought it from someone.
I reckon Aston Martin built that to give to someone or for them to buy it, to
and
drive
someone
it.
Someone now owns it.
Yeah.
Nah, someone
yeah,
that
yeah,
done,
yeah. And someone
done
it.
Now earn that car. Benjamin, you have put here petrol station gloves DMs.
I've had... Right, so
please
a long time ago, not that long ago.
It's just before the podcast.
I thought we mentioned it on the podcast. We mentioned it on the podcast.
Okay.
That when I'm filling up, specifically diesel,
yeah,
I will wear a glove.
But this
I glove up.
This entire escapade happened just before the last podcast. Because you
hang
had to
on, I'm just giving some preface
story
here.
Please,
so I mentioned it before that I was open with the boys. I said, listen, I wear a glove. I'm one of those. And then they abused me. I got abused in my DMs.
Sure.
It was great. Everyone had a nice laugh except for me. Okay. Standard. Then recently we went, before the podcast, we have a little tradition where we go to the local BP and
Lovely.
Get ourselves a nice cold drink.
Coldest BP.
And Edwin went off in a different car and me and Will went there together. I decided, oh, I have no fuel. I'll get some fuel whilst we're here.
Mm.
So I start filling the car. Whatever. Go inside, pay, come back, we film the podcast. I get home late that night. I notice a little notification saying, Will Chandler has tagged you in a story. I think, oh, okay,
interesting.
And I go on there and it's a photo of me looking quite interesting. So this photo went on Will's story.
Here you go.
Which Edwin has. Ooh. There I am. Look how nonchalant I look.
Look how gloved up he is. That's a crazy
That's very close to a word I heard a few people.
Nonchalant, very funny. No,
can I just add, that's the photo I posted, but I did.
You added some text.
I added some text.
Which kind of led people along a path.
I just said, someone check his hard drive.
Yeah, which was nice. And I think it's quite a nice thing with your tens of thousands of followers to put on your Instagram. Anyway.
Do we have any highlights? Were there any highlights that you remember?
Well, so Will then got a load of comments and messages
making
fun of me.
Yep.
I actually got quite a lot of messages support.
The
gloved community have come in my DMs.
Sorry, they've done
what? Not what I meant to say. Have come to my DMs.
I can imagine they have.
Come to my DMs and have supported me.
Okay.
And I want to thank everyone who messaged me saying...
You'd like to thank everyone that has come inside.
My DMs.
Yeah. Would you like to know some notable supporters?
Yes.
So editor Mike, he said, real men glove up.
Crazy.
Which was troubling.
Yeah, okay.
That's troubling.
Tom, DT Performance.
Tom, mate.
He said, I wear a glove.
Tom, mate.
Does he?
No.
I like Tom.
He said he wears a glove. Someone said gloves on a diesel are essential. Mm. Something Dan, artwork Dan sent. I may not be able to say this. No, I can't say that.
Standard Dan activity.
I bet he's something with a goalkeeper glove on.
Okay. Oh, tough. Okay.
Okay.
Fill in the gap.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, so basically I always wanted to say that it's a quiet community. It's people who don't want to shout about it, but I will be the spokesperson for you.
It's like swingers. You don't know that someone is,
no,
that's tough. You know, you might find out.
I don't like the comparison, but I get what you're trying to say.
Lots of messages from lorry drivers or professional drivers, and they go, actually, Ben's correct, because fuel, well, there was one guy who did say this.
Okay.
He said, fuel is carcinogenic.
Exactly.
And thus I wear a glove to protect my future.
Do you want,
am 30 years of age. I have been gripping up fuel pumps since day dot, and I'm good.
Yeah. You're only 30, though. We'll go through this on podcast number 7,000 when we're all 80, brackets, yeah. I'll be 70, and we'll see who's still sat here.
Also, if in automobile terms, a petrol pump is the last thing that's going to kill me. I'm going to end up upside down in a KLM Micra with no brakes. That's what's going to kill me.
Do you wear gloves in a rental car or someone else's car? How many other people have been absolutely like mashing up the seat, farting in the seat, picking
Ben,
their
Ben
bum
puts
and
one of the, you know,
changing
those,
gear.
You know those dealership socks they put over the seat? Ben does that every day.
No, I just go.
Do you worry about that? I guess there's less.
No,
chance.
It's not that. Okay, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't glove up for petrol. I filled the clear up last night.
You glove up
and
for fun.
It was fine. I glove up for diesel because diesel pumps are always covered in, guess what? Diesel.
So
what?
You're not diesel, worried about germs. You're worried about the diesel.
It's the smell. Because what I do, right, is I go and fill my car up on the way to the unit, and the petrol station is possibly 15, 20 minutes from my house. So I'm there early on in my journey.
Mm.
Then I can, I touch the pump, I fill the car up. And then even if I get a bit of hand sanitizer or something to get rid of the smell, put my hand on the steering wheel, cruising along like I'm in some sort of 90s music video, and as the lovely fresh air is pumping through the vents, it blows over the top of my hand, and ooh, I get a constant whiff of diesel and it annoys me.
You know what a lovely vivid picture.
Yeah, I thought I painted it for you.
That's very nice.
And I don't know what it is. I probably have issues, but yeah. I don't enjoy that at all, so I wear a glove.
Okay,
but I am ashamed of it.
Here's a question. Why is everyone getting diesel on the pump? How are they doing that?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And why not petrol? Why does petrol?
Petrol's, I would say, is equally as pungent when exposed.
I would assume it's because petrol just evaporates, whereas diesel isn't oil.
It sort of lingers.
It will stay, perhaps.
But again, how is it getting on?
Yeah, that's a great question. Someone's just shooting it up in the air and going all over their hand.
Is it just, it can't just be dripping down the shaft?
Do they like put their finger in the a filler cap just to see if it's...
Like when you prime an oil filter?
They
quickly just on the inside of the fuel filler, just slide it in.
But I've had support, and I want to thank all the creamers who also glove up. If you glove up too,
all the glove creamers,
comments in the comments, weirdly. And anyone who doesn't agree, I'm sure you'll also put your comments in the comments.
I think it's 80% aren't gloving up.
Yeah, I was going to say, anyone who doesn't glove up, don't worry, you're normal.
But you're the problem. You're the problem. That's why I have to wear gloves.
Why?
Wait, well, we don't
you're covering the pump in diesel.
Oh, sorry, I don't go get to the pump. Apologies.
Goodness.
Got a bit excited there. I don't get to the pump with diesel in a little pouch pour onto the...
You must do.
I don't lube up the handle.
Do you get the super diesel and you pour it over the handle of the normal diesel?
Yeah, it's like oil on a steak. I'm just quickly, you know, dressing it.
That's wonderful. But anyway, yeah, I thought we'll give out some support to people who reached out because it's nice.
No support.
No.
Well, okay, you do something weird, surely. Oh, no, do you know what? Let's go around.
Also, it's giving it to Will to put that forward. Oh, yeah, no, you know what? Now that you mentioned it, I do.
Give me one automotive thing that you both do that is odd and that would be controversial. Drive. Much like that.
Speed. Tailgate.
Flash people. Do you know what I do? That's actually, it's actually horrible. I really shouldn't do it. I block doctors on the motorway.
Yeah, no. I try my best not to do that.
Oh, Ben, there was a side eye shot there from Ben. I don't know. What do I do that's weird?
But what's weird? Like, define weird.
Ben, you got to propose it to us.
Well, it's like the gloves thing. It's like something that you're maybe a little bit ashamed to admit.
I do that thing in the fast lane or lane 3.5, whatever you want to call it.
Forged.
You know when you peek around the side of someone?
Just to let them know?
To let them know they need to move.
Yeah.
I do that.
But peek around the side of them.
You don't ever do that? It's just a little bit, it's a little shimmy, just across a little further than you should have, just to be like, yo,
it's,
I'm here.
It's to say, I'm having a look past you to see that.
Do you know what it is?
It's not you that's the wrong.
It's, I don't want to flash you. Perhaps you might not be, you might be held up by someone else, but I'm just going to check. I'm just
I'm just seeing, am I in a 20 car queue?
I'm in the lay of the land.
Or am I just behind you?
Yeah. And perhaps if you notice and it's just you, you'll move out of the way. But I don't think that's weird.
I don't think that's weird. I think it's on the knobbish side.
Of course, which we've established. Yeah. We are.
I don't know. Emma, I don't know yours, what you do.
If you show me mine, I'll...
I know what yours is.
Oh, here we go.
Your seating position.
Yours is odd.
No, yours is odd.
Actually, mine's probably the most odd because mine bolt upright. Mine's perfectly straight up.
But hang on. So in my X5, once was Will's X5, it's just me that drives it. So I have set my seat to one of the three settings, the memory settings. The other day I accidentally pressed the other one and it put me in Will's position.
That's your motorway position, is it not?
Yeah, bearing in mind I'm taller than you, which we proved the other day.
We did prove that.
That's a crazy
one. I couldn't see over the steering wheel.
Not by much.
Well, that's the wall over there says.
I'm older as well. I'm older.
Which means you should have more time to grow.
That's me seeing a 90-year-old, mate. You're tiny. What are you doing?
75-foot man. Hang on, that's what I said. I couldn't see the steering wheel.
But what's wrong with you?
Well, I'm not. Why are you sat?
This isn't. I'm not going to brag here.
Okay.
But there hasn't been many cars I've owned where I haven't had the seat on the absolute lowest position.
But hang on, I don't understand this. Will makes fun of me for my seat position being too high, but why would you buy a lifted car and sit as low as possible?
Because you're
spiting
like
God.
Ben, here's a question for you.
Yeah.
How long is your torso?
I don't
Because that's a factor. Because I am long in the leg, which means I can fit in any convertible car. Will, I think, actually sits higher in the VX220 than I do. I don't touch those top rails. I'm fine in them.
Whereas you don't touch that?
No, because I have no neck and my torso is a normal size. My legs are just 11 foot long.
Nice.
So I think there's perhaps some difference in your torsos.
But your driving position is mental in the X5.
I like sitting
high.
If
I get in it's like, what can I say? I can't compare it to anything.
It's like an 80-year-old.
It's like if I get in the car after my girlfriend's driven it.
Oh, that's a tough one. That's a tough one to hear.
I sit quite close. I'll admit that.
Okay, so you sit very close. You sit in the heavens.
No.
Yes, you do. And this is what I don't get. You're in an X5. The driving position in an X5 of that generation is actually quite good. Sat quite low because it's just nice. But you sit, you're in the panoramic roof.
Why would I sit?
If you didn't have that.
I'd buy a 3 Series or a 5 Series. Why do I want to sit low in a high car?
I hate your driving
position. You're averaging out your heights. You're just in a normal car.
I think you're trying to make yourself look bigger.
Huh? Well, I don't need to. As the wall proves, we measured ourselves and I'm looking at it right now and you're about an inch and a half shorter than me.
The science that proves someone's height is where their seating position is.
We even measured ourselves and Will was so unhappy with the fact I was taller that we had to measure ourselves twice without shoes on. Similar.
Something like that.
Benjamin in the X5 on his way from Bristol.
But to be fair, the thing is that's weird. I can get, I have it upright. That's what I like.
Yeah.
I like leaning back in the E36, my 316. I can get things out the back window if I'm doing that. But if I'm going fast, I'm sitting as upright as she is, which on the screen we have a very short person in a wheel. This was an illustration of Ben. But the thing that is weird, Ben, is that you do sit very high.
I like sitting high. It's a high car.
Which I do agree with, but there's no need. High.
I think you're spiting God.
What does that mean?
He gave you this car. He gave you this car that is high, and then you look at him and you go,
God gave you that car.
I'm going to sit low.
Wow. But Ben just pledges allegiance only to BMW. That's God's car.
No, I'm saying that you were given this wonderful machine designed right. in this specific way, and then you take the one thing that it does, being high, and you sit low. I feel like that is tempting fate.
A favour of the creamers.
Here we go.
Oh, right, I want...
I don't want any more abuse.
No, it's not abuse. Wait, okay. Please. This is fact. I want facts. Okay. I want science. Yeah. I want them to... I want your height, and I want like your rough seating position.
Hold on.
Are you all the way to the bottom? Are you cranking it ever so like a couple Ooh. Inches higher?
don't mind if I do.
Are you, like, tell me your seat. Just tell me.
How about this? Why don't we ask the creamers to try each of our driving positions just for a few minutes yeah. each?
So we'll send you our settings.
So my settings are the distance from the wheel is my, what do you call that? The crook of your wrist.
Your wrist.
Mm. But if you put your wrist straight out, the steering wheel top sits in between the end of your hand and the end of your arm.
Mm.
Does that make sense? In the crook of your wrist. And then my leg has, I'd say, what's that? 20 degrees of bend, perhaps. But my back is nearly 90 degrees straight up.
Is that comfortable?
It's absolutely, for me, it's very comfortable.
Okay.
And your height up and down, please, up to you.
Where's your headrest?
My headrest, I don't use the headrest that much. I actually think that I tend to not be on the headrest.
Okay. Ben, headrest?
Please, can you have your settings, please, for the crew
okay,
check?
So I'm trying to think. So my setting would be steering wheel as close to me as possible, like as in you pull this. So if you have one
that's where it gets baffling.
Wait, let me explain it.
Okay, no, tell me.
When I learned to drive, I was told that the way I should be driving was because my legs are quite relatively long, I should be sitting further back and therefore bringing the steering wheel closer to myself.
Agreed.
But all the cars I had up until basically the X5 couldn't adjust how close or far away the steering wheel was.
Sure. So
because of that, I had to sit closer for my arms. So I have it so the steering wheel is as far close to me as it can go. I then move backwards and I sit quite high up.
Okay. How high?
Quite.
I'd say in the X5, surely it's 75% of the way up.
Okay. I'd say 75, 80. Yeah. I'd say that's all right.
And then I have the arse of the seat sort of tilted upwards a little bit to support my under thighs. I wish I had that bit get a bit more.
Bucket seats.
I then have the back of it, lower back part of it with quite a lot of lumbar support because I have quite a dodgy lower back. I'm getting a lot of pain. So that supports me. And the top section, I have sort of supporting my shoulders. And the headrest, I would have higher for safety, but it's slightly lower because it's lovely and comfortable.
Okay, lovely. So that's been set up. So it's very upright. You're tall and proud.
I'd like any spine surgeons in the comments to let me know if that's correct.
Will?
In an electric seat that is in a comfortable automobile, such as the X5.
Also, sorry, just quick aside, we're just flexing on everyone with manual seats right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, just swing it back a little bit.
Throwing it back in the seat. I will be the lowest setting.
Right.
And the flattest setting.
No tilting up the bottom.
No, I hate that.
Okay, agreed. I'm actually on the same.
If it's a bucket seat that comes like that, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. We're good. But on a seat that I can adjust, it's as flat and as low as it possibly can. I'd have a tiny piece of tilt backwards. I'm not bolt upright like you.
Okay.
I'm not quite gangster leaning.
No. Well, you are on the motorway.
Yeah, I can do on them. I'm not in the Range Rover, but in the X5, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So what would you say? You're 70 degrees, perhaps?
I'm going to go with a 60.
Oh, okay. So it's a good bit of lean.
I'm at 60 degrees on lean, and the steering wheel is as far out as possible. Also, I have to have the steering wheel height has to be with clear view of the dashboard binnacle.
Fair, agreed.
But I quite like the steering wheel to align
to the top
with the rounded part of the binnacle cover.
Yep.
You've got issues.
No, that's fair.
It's frustrating.
Because then where you're looking, you're never interrupted by the steering wheel.
Nice.
You only look out the window.
Meanwhile, Ben with his steering wheel like this.
Ben the bus driver. So, you know what? Creamers, go away. Do what you will. Have a look. See you and let us know who knows best.
And if any of you have incidents trying this,
please don't say anything.
And also, if we're all wrong, which is likely, let us know.
Perhaps there is no wrong answer.
Ooh, Ben, I've searched your seating position, and this is the first thing that came up.
That's not how I sit. That is not how I sit.
For people listening, it's just a cartoon of a man sitting very close.
Yeah,
to the wheel
but now I'm scared if anyone ever
says incorrect.
That's a Ford.
Mark II Focus.
That's a Mark II Focus.
Lovely. Yeah.
Now I'm scared if any creamer sees on the motorway, they're going to laugh at me.
Do you know what you look? You look like a Defender driver, but in an X5. You might as well
touchy subject.
Elbow up. Uh-huh.
That's a touchy subject.
Ooh.
Who's a touchy subject?
Defender driver. Oh, that's why Ben did it.
I have a forum.
Here we go, Ben.
Before you get there, I have one. Well, we got things still.
We got still things.
I just try and move it along. Okay. Get away from that.
Right, ready?
For getting abused. Fair.
Pretty much, yeah.
Speaking of petrol stations, which we weren't just talking about, we were just recently, a man called Connor Johnston has sent a picture and said, because we were talking about the cucumbers.
Of course, as
were,
we were.
We're free.
Yep. This is the car podcast.
He sent a petrol. I believe this to be a total...
Oh yes, station.
I'm not actually sure if this is his photo or not.
No,
but he's claimed it.
It was also it. You know what? This would have been lovely. Don't laugh.
Yeah, 100%. This says offer. Buy fuel over 30 litres, get free spaghetti.
You know what? That's an offer I can't refuse.
You know, I'd consider filling up more.
Yeah,
to get the spaghetti.
I might fill up 30 litres. Pay. Get spaghetti, leave and come back and do the rest of the 30 litres.
Now, I want to know the condition of the spaghetti.
As in, is it it's good condition?
No, as in, like, is it cooked? Is it,
yeah,
is
just
it,
raw spaghetti?
Some people refer to the meal spaghetti bolognese as spaghetti.
Yeah.
Is it a plate of spaghetti bolognese?
No, that's
which
funny.
We have actually in the past proven it is hard to eat in the car.
You shouldn't be eating spaghetti in the car.
That's actually dangerous.
So it better not be.
So that, I'm intrigued if that's your picture. Let us know. Did you get the spaghetti?
Yeah.
Did you rate the spaghetti?
Was the spaghetti
just raw spaghetti? Did you go home and cook it, go back and go, that was lovely
spaghetti?
Did
you redeem the spaghetti?
How many 30 litres did you fill up with to get the spaghetti?
I don't think it's an incentive to buy fuel.
It would be for me.
No, if it says something like get a free chocolate bar or a beer, not beer. You can't drive a beer. Oh,
crazy one, man.
No, but if it's based on the litres of fuel, right, you're going to fill up.
Okay.
And usually, you're going to put your problem up. You're going to fill up, right?
You never fill up.
I actually last night nearly fully ran out of fuel in my Clio, like to the point where it wouldn't even read how much range it had. Right. Sorry, go on.
Picture the scene.
Yep.
You've got 10 miles of range left.
Oh,
awesome. All you're trying to do is get home.
Yep.
Right. You pull up to the petrol station.
Yep.
You whip out your glove.
Yep.
yep.
You make that noise. You put two on just for safety.
Ooh, double
bagging.
And yeah.
Okay.
And then you're thinking, all right, I'm going to put 20 quid in.
Lovely.
Ooh.
Just 20 quid.
Let's call that 26, 27? It's probably less than that. No, wait, that'd be even less.
Other way around.
Let's call it 20 litres, let's say.
Okay.
No monetary here. It's 20 litres. You look up. You look across the forecourt in Comic Sans on front page of the BP petrol station. It says, fill up 30 litres and you get 18 Mars bars.
18 Mars. Well, yeah, of course I'm doing that.
All right, okay. What's the least
amount of Mars bars you do it for?
Oh, that's a good. That's a very good question. I'm saying, do you know what?
One. Surely there's
possibly two.
Okay,
maybe
I think it'd have
three.
To be multiple.
Really, I'd do it for one.
Would you go 10 liters over?
Yeah, because I'm always filling up.
Okay, fair.
But why
would you not just then buy a Mars bar? Because you could like
put 20 liters in and buy the Mars.
You're putting 30 quid in there.
But I'm not putting 30 quid. That's my point. I'm filling up the car. If I'm at a petrol station, it is to fill my car up.
Right, here we go.
The less I'm at a petrol station, the better.
Scenario for you.
Sure.
In this, so that you're filling up anyway, so there is no incentive.
Yeah.
Mars bar is merely a bonus.
It's a bonus. I get a bonus Mars bar.
You get to the petrol station, you've got 99% of your tank is full. You think, but you know what? I will fill up.
Okay.
Because I'm here.
For some reason.
For some reason, I'm going to put £5 in. You got a jerry can in the car, and then you see the offer. Fill up 10 litres.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Yeah.
And you get 5 free cucumbers. Cucumbers?
Cucumbers.
Cucumbers.
Yeah, I'm doing that.
You're doing it for the deal?
Yeah, why not?
See, that's what I mean. It's an incentive to fill
also,
up. Then.
But here's the thing again. If I had a jerry can in the car, I'm there to fill it up.
That's fair, yeah.
I'm not driving around with an empty jerry can going, some point this empty jerry can's going to come in handy.
My granddad drives around with a full jerry can.
I can actually respect that idea.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
And it's normally, it's like a fuel was this price before.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, so.
That's like, actually
now,
wild.
And now I
So hold on. So the difference in that just jerry can would be maybe 45p.
Oh, if that.
Yeah.
If that. So it'd be like I'm buying fuel low.
And selling
and
high.
And using high. So and it's a big one. It's one of the bigger ones. It's a massive like metal jerry can.
That's
He's just driving
crazy.
Around in an atom bomb. I remember opening the boot once. I was like, what is that? I tried to move it and it was full.
We do at some point. It would be great to get your granddad on the podcast.
Yeah,
well, wouldn't because he wouldn't. He would. He wouldn't find it interesting or funny.
No,
he would just be like, yeah,
this is normal.
This is what I do. Yeah,
this is normal. I have 5 McGanns, and what? Why not?
Why wouldn't I?
Why would I not? He did also, well, again, if he ever comes on, it'd be fantastic. He did make his own, like, what was it? It's essentially like a cooling, not ethanol, like a meth injection type system, but for diesel.
What?
So it was like a...
to make it more fuel efficient?
To make it like more fuel efficient, whatever else. He had like his tank that was behind the grill. Basically, it didn't work.
Okay.
It was an eBay kit, or probably not an eBay kit. But so yeah, like, I'll have to ask him about that.
Like one of those fuel shock things that you plug into your cigarette lighter and it saves you MPG.
That car is dead now, so possibly to do with that. Anyway, on to what else do we have in here? We've got that, we've got that, we've got... Oh, message that Reg. I saw this, but a few people sent this over to us. I need to do some actual research on it. But it claims that you can leave a message for any Reg,
yes,
as the label states. Now,
sitting close to the wheel.
I believe what it actually means is you can sign up your Reg,
yes,
and you can receive messages on it. It doesn't mean you can just go and send.
But how do you prove that you own the Reg? Because otherwise, I would put in A1 and say I own that, and then anyone that says I want to buy it, you go, all right, PayPal me a grand, and I'll give it to you.
Yeah. There must be something.
And
yeah.
Equally, if it's the other way around, you could quite easily get scammed if you say you're the registered keeper. Sorry, if you don't say you're the registered keeper, people are going to be able to potentially scam you of money. So I like the idea because it means I can message Regs and cars that I want to buy and say, can I buy this car, please?
Hi, at F1 Joy.
Yeah.
Can I have a go?
Well, for instance, if I put F1 Joy and look it up, I might have actually...
Is it going to make you pay?
Let's have a look. F1 Joy, look up.
There was an error.
There was an error. Again. Right, let's look at yours.
W11 GCC.
Let's look that up. Here we go. Anybody can leave W11 GCC a courtesy message, limited to one per day. We love pictures and videos. If you've got them, add them through. Select your message. Your alarm is going off. Your backlights are broken. Your brake lights are broken. Your front lights are broken. Your indicators are broken. Your lights are too bright. Your vehicle is charged or your vehicle needs moving.
That's quite good. Your vehicle needs moving.
Your custom message.
Needs moving, but you're behind them in the fast lane.
There are going to be 1,000 messages after this podcast goes live.
Oh, yeah, apologies.
But the thing is, that's tough.
sorry. Paps on that. Let's be grown-ups. Let's be adults about not sending stupid messages. Also, this might sound mean, but I always think about it every time. Every time we post something for sale on the internet of any value, you will get people messaging who go, I'll give you a PS2 and a Mars bar.
Would you take a pound?
Unfortunately, I regret to inform... Now, the majority of people are absolutely fine.
Yeah.
It is a small select few. But there's that small select few people, unfortunately, you are not as original as you believe you are. Because I've received 50 of those messages.
Many.
And they never get any more funny. They are just as inane as the one before.
We appreciate the messages.
Exactly. And it's not bad. It's not... It's... Yep.
You know what? Just let's just get a bit more creative.
Exactly. That's fine.
Hit maybe something different.
Something interesting.
Don't just change the product either.
Exactly.
Give me a different... I'll give you 12 quid and a Snickers bar.
No.
It's not just... We've seen the variations.
All of them.
Let's get creative.
Something completely fresh.
Get on ChatGPT or something. Do something.
Also, just don't message me if you're not actually interested as well. Thank you.
Just message Ben.
I'm also not interested. It's probably car bits.
Also, after the doctor thing, I think Ben wants to keep his DMs quite clear.
Mm.
Little detox for a few weeks.
You know my DMs actually weren't that bad.
Were they not?
No, they were not bad at all.
Do you run this Reg? It's free to register to receive message notifications. So how do you... The thing I want to know is how do you prove it's yours?
So I'm assuming...
Because if I can just go in and claim them all...
That registration has to be registered on the website to receive the message.
Yeah.
You don't just get a letter in the post that says...
It's like DVLA.
A week later, you get a message that goes, your vehicle's brakes aren't working.
But if I can message someone and say, I'd like to buy this car, that's cool. I like
that's
that.
That's great, yeah.
But I need to know that who I'm messaging is actually the owner. And the only way that you can assure that is if someone has to upload the V5 or proof that they own the car, in which case I'm not uploading my V5s to a random website.
Or it's the old Piston Heads classic and it's a picture of you with a tin of custard.
Exactly, or a shoe on your head is the other word, classic one.
So that's what needs it. Needs a custard photo, but with the car.
With the car, of course.
Or the plate or whatever it is. But it's an interesting, it's something we've been crying out for.
Oh, for many moons.
But I just don't know how it's possible.
No.
Without, and again, if that plate has to be signed up as well, it relies on this website reaching enough people.
Oh, so yeah, you can just everyone get to going anyone. On and putting their plates on yeah. there. So you know what? More power to it. I might put my plates on there. I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. I might not. Add that to car radar.
Mm, car radar. Yeah.
Car radar.
That's a vertical for
it. And it's just straight up tracking everyone in the UK.
With their plates.
Moving on from that slightly odd subject. Ben, you wanted a want of the week this week.
I didn't.
Want of, no, you didn't. Edwin I wanted a want of the week this week. Your want of the week
well,
this
I said
week?
To everyone, should we prepare a want of the week for this podcast? And then I realised I don't want any cars right now because I've bought a car recently, so all I want is parts. And I hadn't said that out loud. And then you went, I don't want a car, I want parts. I was like, oh, that's exactly what I want. So yeah, this week, because for the Evo, for the E36, which I'm very happy with, the next stage is interior. So I want Cobra Negaro seats.
Nice.
I say I want them. I love them. I want them in every car ever. I love those seats.
The greatest seat.
I've got just over to the left. That's the right. But left for watching. A Cooler Works shifter, nice. Which you've got in your Megane, which is also very nice. So I want some interior bits for that. And for the Evo, I want everything. I want
it all.
I'm like a kid at Christmas. I want a pony and I want a PS2 and I want all of it.
Yeah.
I want Enki Tarmac WRC wheels, which you hate.
They're the 5-spoke ones.
You do not like them.
No, I'm not keen.
I love them. I love them. So I would like some wheels and some 5-stud stuff. And yeah,
is that an E55?
It's kind of ish. It's more like a golf sort of shape. It's a little bit smaller.
Sorry, what do you want?
Santa Claus is not paying attention. yes, I want some parts. What parts do you want?
I want seats also. I want those OMP RTs. Yes,
I will pull those up because those are very cool seats.
They are. I don't know if they're modelled on that or what, but they sort of look like a centre seat.
Yeah,
a McLaren centre seat, but without the sort of they don't look quite as wild.
Ben, have a guess which seat in this photo Will wants.
I think it's the one on the very far left.
Yeah, that's the one. No, the OMP RTs on the right are OMP very RT. Cool.
I want that, but without any offence to OMP at all. I'd like it without the OMP on the headrest.
Now, I don't think that is offensive because I rep Cobra. I even have a Cobra Negaro shirt that I like. I'm happy to wear that. But if I can have, I will have my centres redone on my Negaros for the M3 and it won't have the Cobra word on it. Just because it looks cleaner without.
Yeah. It looks more, it's OEM. Plus.
Exactly.
But I'd like those in the Megane. I think I mentioned before on a podcast, I've been talking to a company about getting entirely new covers made for the Recaros.
Yes.
But that's about 1300, maybe 1400 quid all in, which is basically what those seats would cost. Maybe a little bit more with rails and what such, but then I can sell the Recaros.
And be in
so
for,
it, so it all,
for
so
no extra
in
money.
For sub £1,000.
I like them. They're
but
cool.
I think they look cool. I think they look good in the Megane.
I also think they suit like a. So, if those of you listening, they are aftermarket seats, but they look a lot like the McLaren kind of Senna seats. They're or Sesto Elemento kind of. It's like
a seat with pads sort just of attached to various places.
But they suit modern cars.
Yeah.
Like that in my E36 would look ridiculous. Yeah. But in the Megane, I think that would look very cool. Yeah.
They do a carbon one.
Ooh.
So the standard one's fiberglass. I think they're about £500 or £600 a seat. But the carbon one,
it's
sort of doubled, triple the price. But that is the one I'd want. But I don't think I could warrant essentially spending £3,000 on seats.
No.
But I'm hoping they will be coming soon.
Do you know what? I think seats are one of my favourite things in cars to modify.
It's just, it changes everything.
Very unrated.
Mm.
Unrated? Underrated. Talk to me about pole positions. Talk to me about Negaros. I'm on board.
My other thought. I've been looking at pole positions. So yeah. I thought these, all in, I reckon there'd be about 1700 or 1800 pounds with the right sliders and blah 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 all that stuff. Now pole positions can be had, but they're very very. But it will be a cloth seat. It'll be a full cloth pole position.
Do you know what the thing is? A pole position, for those of you that don't know, is what's a good way of explaining it? That the only way I know how to explain it is it's the T37 of seats. But for those of you that don't know that, it is the seat. There's no other seat out there that can come close to it. It's Ben, for non-car people, what's in pop culture terms, there's lots of options, but it's the one. There's only one of him. It's not replaceable.
I don't know anything about anything.
Well, that's perhaps you're a creamer.
I was trying to think about it. And what would you eat? It's not Cornetto.
You know what it is? It's a pizza. No, that's not a try. It's not.
Because you would sometimes you go, I don't want a pizza.
Exactly. But you always want
I'm always
you
wanting that.
Always want.
It's a burger or some nice pasta.
Do you know what it is? It's Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
it's look. Cold. You might ice look at something cubes. Else, but if there is an option of a Coca-Cola, I can't really. But anyway, a Coca-Cola is there, it's dependable, it's the greatest.
That's a great point.
It's how it is. And that is what Recaro pole positions are. They're the seat.
It's also the quality of said seat. So yep. I bought the Corbo Club Sports that are in my Clio because they look very, very similar to that. Like the belt holes. Belt holes. Are very, very similar, but they are soft and flexible and bendy. Whereas I remember we went to Litchfield a couple of years ago, and they had a Recaro pole position ABE, which I believe that might be the narrow one. But anyway, ABE has a slightly wider hip a bit. And I sat in it and I was like, this is, why would anyone ever need any other seat?
Yeah. Well,
this is the seat.
The reason, so these are, here are on the screen as well. That's not another pole position. That is a Cobra Negaro. But the reason I love these is you can run your standard seat belts. So they have a very low bit on the hip here. This sounds like an advert now.
Yeah.
It's not, I promise. This pit down on most racing seats, you can't run your standard seatbelt because the part that you sit in, the bucket, as it were, comes up past your hip, which means if you use your standard seatbelt, it goes over the seat, not over your hips, which means you get submarining and you have a bad time. So there are sometimes holes that they have in the side of them, but we've done that with our 911. But what is it that happens when you get in? Ah, that's right. The seatbelt stabs your anus.
Yeah, it's not.
It's really not great.
Probe as you get in.
Whereas in Negaro, you can just have with standard seats because they're standard belts, which makes a lot.
And they're better value.
And also they are incredibly comfy.
And they're also very good. They're not bendy seats.
No.
My dad's got those in the Trophy as well. And you can also get them without the...
Without
the holes,
you can have
if you want to go
circuit
style.
And I forget the other. These are circuits. These are the ones I like. I like the holes.
Genuinely not an advert, just a cool seat.
No, I'd like to rest.
But seats are just wonderful.
Yeah, seats are cool.
Do you know what? This is going to sound bad, but I would one day like to test out the AliExpress pole position.
Let's try it.
Because they're like sub £1,000. And they might look great in a photo and they turn up and they're square or something.
And also, I can imagine lots of people considering it because they might not be that into cars. They've seen pole positions. Mm. They go, £1,000, that seems like a good amount of money still for seats, which is, in reality, for good racing seats, quite cheap.
Yeah.
But I then go, I'll try these. Mm. But as long as they're structurally sound, because I remember the first vehicle I ever had was a ropey old beach buggy in South Africa that my dad and I built, and it had no seats. And so he ordered, they are called Type R seats. Nice. That's an aftermarket brand. And at some point, I can't remember, we were removing them and the back part broke. It was cardboard.
Mm.
The support was made out of, plyboard is what it was made out of.
So in a crash, you're done.
In a crash, yeah. It is done. Let me see if I can find them. Type RC. Yeah, there they are.
The old spine pokers.
The old snap your back ups.
If we do buy the Alibaba, AliExpress, eBay, whatever they are ones, we must put them through their paces. Because I'm keen on them looking good,
perhaps,
but I'm also keen on them not.
Perhaps
bending me up.
Collab with Hydraulic Press Channel.
and mash them up.
Mash them up. See
also, annoying, because if it turns out they're really good, you just have a bent seat.
Broken two seats.
I'm going to have to buy some more, which is now the cost of a normal opposition seat. So in the name of science, we might try that. So that's
Ben. Ben, over to you. The forum.
Sure.
Or your want.
I have no wants, no needs.
You know what? You're a content young man.
I want a break from cars, just for a week or so. Just I want a week of no cars being mentioned, and then I'll feel good again.
Everyone get in his DMs and say cars. Everyone saying send different cars.
Also,
to Ben.
The worst thing is this is going out in like 3 or 4 weeks, so Ben will just one evening look at his phone and it will just say cars,
yeah, cars, nice. Fast and Furious. Watch it.
I would get those quite regularly. This is a question on YouTube from Goose4150.
Lovely.
I'm not into video games, never have been. So I was wondering, what exactly makes the games of the same franchise different from one another? We take, for instance, Need for Speed. What differentiates them from each other? Is it the cars, the music, the different setups for said cars, a different general game playing style or technique? Apologies for my ignorance in the subject, but I'd be curious to know from experienced user of racing gamers.
That's a very good question. I like that a lot.
How do we unpick that?
Well, I think the first thing is it depends franchise to franchise.
Yeah.
If you take a Forza Motorsport or a Gran Turismo, they are the same, like a FIFA. Mm. Or like it is essentially a evolution each year on the same concept.
Graphics a bit better, slightly more cars.
The cars a bit better. Maybe the handling is a bit more realistic. Yeah. That's an updated car list.
Mm.
Whereas something like a Need for Speed or like a Forza Horizon in yesteryear at least is a different experience each time, if that makes sense. Like if you look at Underground 2 to Hot Pursuit 2, they're completely different. One is just a stock car, you chase it, you're trying to get away from police. Underground 2 is modify your car to the most, doing different types of things. So yeah, the reason it's appealing is you want to try out a different style. Or like Pro Street is a good example.
Yeah.
The Carbon that came after it? Carbon after?
Carbon after
Carbon what? Is after Pro Street.
Before.
Is it before?
Carbon will be before.
Either way, whatever, whichever way around it is. Carbon was open world. You could get chased by police.
Yeah.
You can drive at night. You can street race. And then Pro Street, was straight after it, was on tracks in closed off events.
Yeah.
And I like them just as much as each other.
Track racing. And
yeah. Because they're completely different from each other. So it's a chance to experience something different.
Yeah, it's good to, I like it when a game suddenly goes, I'm going to do this year.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's annoying. It's, I got used to that. If only I could have that, but better.
Yeah.
Which is why I think games like Gran Turismo and Forza are popular, because they go, right, here's the formula.
Better and better and better.
We're going to, in 4 years, 5 years, or 2 years, we're going to have, here's one with better graphics, more cars, more whatever. But that, I think that does get a bit boring.
Yeah, no, it does. But also, the fact that they do that makes the other games more special.
Yeah.
Like, after playing Forza for so long, the day that TDU2 came out was one of the best days of my life.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, a game where I have to go through a menu, pick a car, and drive it on a track, I then go to, hey, by the way, you can buy a house, and now you can go out and find a dealership and spec the car you want in the color in the dealership with the wheels, and then go and race it a couple of times so that you can buy a better house. That's new. I've never experienced this before. That's cool.
Much like cars, there is no perfect game.
Yeah,
there are perfect elements in each game, but no one has ever combined all of these elements. One day,
if they did, it won't work.
Yeah, there'll be something missing from somewhere that another game will do better.
Yeah,
there's no game that has the perfect like amount of, and it probably never happened. It's probably more to do with sponsors and whatever else, not sponsors, but marketing stuff. Where they go, oh, we can't have all these wheels in because we don't have the agreement. Because it was like the amount, there was a time where Porsche weren't in anything else other than Need for Speed.
They had the license for Need for Speed in the early days. Yeah.
So it was just, you never saw Porsche in games, where you never saw them in
Gran
Turismo or whatever else, but now you see them in everything. You never saw, actually never saw Ferrari in games.
Well, for a long time. Ferrari get funny and you're not allowed to put wheels on certain Ferraris and things. And
so there's always someone somewhere going, or if there's a game that's got street racing in, the manufacturer goes, oh, we don't want that. So that's what Toyota did essentially for a while. Then said, it's all right, actually.
You know what? I do like racing.
Just a little bit of crime.
The secret ingredient is crime.
Yeah.
Question. There are different games, different strokes for different folks.
Always have a stroke.
Ben, what's your favorite type of car game?
I like an open world type of thing. I don't really like Gran Turismo spec stuff.
Okay, interesting.
I like...
like a Need for Speed type?
Yeah, like Need for Speed, but I haven't played any of them recently that I enjoyed that much. I liked the Crew a lot when it came out. I played a lot of that because of the open world aspect of it. I liked the landscape differences of America.
Does the modifying cars thing do less for you than in a big open world, for instance?
I always said that my perfect racing game would be the Crew map, Need for Speed, sort of like customization of the cars visually mainly.
Yeah.
And then Forza, actual driving dynamics would be perfect for me. In racing games I'm more a visual change to a car, because you can't feel it. I don't really care, like in Forza when you're tuning and stuff, I don't really care if my camber's different because you can't really tell. I just put as much power on it as possible anyway.
Juiced would have been your guy.
I don't know what that is.
Juiced 2.
Hot Import Nights.
The modification, well, also the unsung hero really realistically is Midnight Club.
Yeah,
because it's not the exact people that made GTA, but it's Rockstar.
Yeah.
Making a car game. And
Juiced is underrated, as in it was probably just at the wrong it was around at the wrong time, because it was around again when it was Midnight Club, Need for Speed.
Bigger names were around.
All of the big guns were out at that time. I'd like that game was being able to change your, again, similar to Midnight Club, where you could change like
interior
like LEDs.
Yeah.
But seats, steering wheels, that's insane.
Seats and steering wheel is one of my, like an interior, being able to change an interior on a car game makes it feel so much more your car.
Yeah.
Because I like racing first person. And to then have the thing that you've changed, oh, that's cool.
It's the one thing I don't like about not don't like about Gran Turismo, but you know, on Gran Turismo, you can build some absolutely busting cars.
Yeah.
There are cars that, because they've got so many wheel choices and you can make them fit.
What a wide body.
You can just make them fit perfectly.
That.
And then it's got a cage. Mm. It's got, it just looks spot on. And then there's the standard seats.
Yeah. Any game now, any car game on earth that comes out that doesn't have wheel fitment choices, it's a loss.
Yeah.
Because back in the day, fine. It was, no one had it.
Mm.
It was fine because none of us got the chance to do it. I had to have chrome wheels that were 40 mil too far in. But then the moment, it wasn't really Midnight Club, but it was Forza was probably the first one to do it.
Forza and Need for Speed, 2015.
The moment that came out, I was like, right, you're all done if you don't have this. Because now I can have a car sit how I want.
Need for Speed 2015 was the one that had a slider that said you could push the wheels out. You could make them ultra poke if you wanted to.
Or you can cam them in.
I don't actually think there's really been a game since that's like had that much customization in terms of like stance. I don't know. Maybe there are reasons because the new Need for Speeds don't have that.
It's not as good. Well, it's got fitment.
You can lower it and make the camera and you can put different tires on that, but you don't have a slider that actually pushes the wheels out.
No, it does it automatically. When you drop it down, it pops them out as it comes out.
Yeah. But Forza has spacers.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Which are not. But yeah, I think for me, car games are car games have been a bigger part of my life than cars have, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like from age 3 to age 18 is what I'm doing.
I'm just straight up car games.
I'm just car games. So yeah, to me they are very important, and there is one for each of you. Even if you're listening right now and you're like, I don't play games, I don't have time. Which, to be fair, I haven't booted up my PlayStation in maybe 6 months. Mm. But every now and then you'll go, wow, this is actually cool stuff on this game.
Great game. Gran Turismo license test.
Oh, the best thing on earth.
God, if you haven't got started on that, get on that.
Ben, have you done that all?
No.
Have you played Gran Turismo 7?
No.
Oh, you know what? I have to put Ben through Gran Turismo 7. That's pain.
And not just going through them, going for gold.
Yeah, how do you know I'm not unbelievably good at the racing games?
It's not even that. It doesn't matter. I have a video somewhere on PlayStation 5. You can share play. So yeah. Will can share his screen to me. And I have a video of me at my desk working, and in the background, me and our other mate, Evian, are watching Will screen share while he's trying to do the Toyota Supra Gran Turismo license test, and there's actual despair. There's like actual sadness going from you going, oh, just please.
I remember missing out some may know this, it was a Formula One car at Laguna Seca.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember missing out on the gold by 0.001 of a second or something. I have never felt despair like that in my life.
I have a similar video. I'm working in the kitchen and I made a PlayStation account for my girlfriend. Yeah. And she was like, oh, I'll try Gran Turismo. I was like, fine, but you have to start the license test. And I kept hearing the brum, 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 brum. Mm. And then 5 seconds later, bang. Mm. And then, oh, please. It is the most infuriating thing on earth.
I'd be awful. I'm not good at games.
What can we do? We might need to come up with a video where Ben has to finish the license test in Gran Turismo while we're doing something else. If we can beat him.
I would be bad, genuinely. I'm. You know, some people just play games and they're good. I'm not naturally good at games at all, in any kind of game, including racing games.
But I reckon if you put your mind to it for a day,
I think you'd get through it.
You would be a different man at the end.
Yeah. Once you get to that Porsche on Spa, everyone that knows.
Everybody gangster.
Until
you're going for gold on the license test.
Until the wet lap of Spa pulls up.
That was
So yeah, so car games, if you enjoy them, you know how it is. Great question, by the way.
Fantastic question. Is that the end?
That's
it.
Have we run out of things to say?
We're out of time. We're out of touch and we're out of time.
We're playing for time.
That's it from us, folks.
Right, Ben is very tired. Ben is done for today. So shall we wrap up? Thank you very much for listening to the Cars Rule Everything Around Me podcast. Bit of a scatterbrained episode today, but we will see you when we see you next. We will have been to Supercar Driver. We will have still been excited. So see you then. Cars Rule Everything Around Me.
Goodbye. See you.